It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Coming up later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. Now, our film critic Dan Hudak welcomes Kareem Tabsh and Matt Walter to catch up on the latest from O Cinema.
Amid the burgeoning art house cinema scene in South Florida, no company has grown faster than O Cinema, which first opened its doors in Wynwood in 2011. It is the only art house chain that operates three theaters, mixing first-run independent, foreign, art, and family films with special showcases and alternative fare throughout the venues. It has also won the Miami New Times Reader's Poll for Best Art House for four consecutive years, due no doubt in part to having showcase theaters with different programming at its locations in Wynwood, Miami Shores, and Miami Beach. Today, the latest addition to the company, the Miami Beach location, opens writer-director Woody Allen's latest film, Irrational Man, which stars Joaquin Phoenix as a depressed and alcoholic philosophy professor who finds a new reason to live after spending time with a student played by Emma Stone and a colleague played by Parker Posey. I know what you're thinking, and trust me, it's not what you think. And because it's not what you think, it's 10 times better than you expect. Here's a listen to the trailer, which coyly doesn't reveal the film's great plot twist.
I hear Abe Lucas is going to be joining the faculty this summer.
Really? That should put some Viagra into the philosophy department.
Professor Lucas, welcome to Braylon.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here.
Your paper was quite good.
Am I blushing right now?
He's very radical, very original. You either love him or hate him, really.
When I heard you were coming here, I had fantasies that we'd meet. Something special would happen.
I haven't been able to perform in nearly a year. I can't write. I can't breathe. I couldn't remember the reason for living. And when I did, it wasn't convincing.
Word around is your philosophy professor's got a bit of an alcohol problem.
Oh boy, that's just one of his problems.
I just hope you're not starting to care for him too much in the wrong way.
You suffer from despair.
How comforting that would be.
Are you aware of what's going on with this too?
It was at this moment that my life came together.
There was no question there was something lighter about Abe.
Good morning.
Full of energy this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His spirit seemed up, he seemed more focused, and yet for some reason, it bothered me.
Hey, something wrong?
My thoughts were very mixed up and troubled.
The dizziness and anxiety had disappeared. I was happy and enjoying the joy of living.
What happened to the philosophy, Professor? Christ, you were like a caveman.
I heard that you had a theory about Abe.
You promise you won't tell?
You have my word.
Life's ironic, isn't it? One day a person has a morass of complicated, unsolvable problems.
What the hell are you doing, Abe?
And then in the batting of an eye, the dark clouds part, she can enjoy a decent life again. It's just astounding. I'm Abe Lucas. I've had many experiences and now a unique one.
This was the meaningful act I was searching for.
I recently sat down with O Cinema co-founder Kareem Tabsh and the new associate director of the company, Matt Walter, to discuss Irrational Man and O Cinema's extensive offerings. Kareem, Matt, thank you for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat. You now have three locations. How are you differentiating the programming between the three? What movies go where?
Well, you know, we think about the cinemas really as neighborhood cinemas, and that's a big part of how we program them. The neighborhoods we're in are very different. We're in Miami Shores, which skews a little older, Wynwood, which is certainly much younger, and Miami Beach, which is kind of a mix, and we're still figuring it out. So, we kind of program to our audiences for a great deal. I would say Miami Shores is like our adult contemporary station, and Wynwood is the alternative. And then Miami Beach is the global one. So that's kind of how that informs how our programming decisions are really made.
I did want to ask you guys about this because this was in the news. When you opened the Miami Beach Theater in the fall of last year, it was with a screening of Birdman. And then your amp blew up and you had to cancel the screening. That would have just made me furious.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of words we can't use in this interview because it's on public radio.
It wasn't good.
Yeah. But you know what? Everything that's worth it might start off a little rough. I mean, you know, Matt interacted a lot with the audience that night, and
I got to say that the people who came out, that audience was so understanding and great about it. And nobody gave us a hard time. Everybody was like, you know, we're just really happy you guys are here, you know. And it was really, I felt like it was a pick us up because we were so down in the dumps, as you can imagine, that everybody coming up to us and saying, don't worry about it, guys. You know, it was reassuring.
I got a great note from Mayor Philip Levine of Miami Beach telling us a story of a small company whose initial cruise company whose initial voyage, the day one, got stuck out and in waters for 24 hours with a packed cruise. And that company went on to be called Carnival Cruise Line, and it's one of the most successful in the world. Right. And that really, I think, helped us realize that sometimes it gets off to a bumpy start, but now it all looks and sounds great, and we haven't had any issues, and people are loving the theater.
Right. And another thing you have had at the theaters, which I think is really cool, are retrospectives of well-known directors. So let me ask you the director, and then tell me the movie that was best received by your audience, if you can.
Sure.
You did a Stanley Kubrick retrospective. What was the kind of audience favorite or the most popular one there?
You know, the most popular one, and we've done Kubrick before because he's just one of our favorite filmmakers. The Shining, by far and large, it just there's something about that film that not only people who have seen it 100 times will come out and watch it on the big screen, but people who are bringing their friends who have never seen it before and kind of like saying, you know, making it like this is a have to see film, you know. And so The Shining by far is I think our most popular in terms of Kubrick.
Matt, did you also show Room 237 with the documentary about the conspiracy theories behind The Shining?
Back in 2013 was when we did our first week-long Kubrick retrospective, which was just way more intense, but really awesome, awesome week. And we did that leading up to Room 237. We had the filmmaker be able to do a Q&A with us afterwards, and it was very cool.
Yes, it's all flooding back to me now. I gave a talk after Clockwork Orange.
That's right.
How about when you had Steven Spielberg, the retrospective for him? This was about a month ago, right?
Yep.
And what was the most popular film then?
I think Jaws, yeah.
It's 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all the films were fairly well attended, but yeah, Jaws definitely brought the people that were, again, it's one of those films that people, if you see it a whole bunch of times, you want to see it on the big screen for the first time, and that was a really cool experience.
And when this airs on Friday, the Woody Allen retrospective will have finished, and Irrational Man will be opening. It's Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone, Parker Posey, great cast, and I think it's a heck of a good movie. I don't think the trailer does it justice, but I'm really excited for this film. I think it was really well done. You guys have any thoughts you want to share on it?
Woody Allen just kind of constantly surprises in what might be like his final chapter of filmmaking. He's been doing it for such a long time. And I think it's just kind of oddly refreshing, as Woody Allen tends to be. And Joaquin Phoenix's performance in particular is really stunning.
I think Woody Allen has about 23 more films left in him.
Right.
We're talking with Kareem Tapsch and Matt Walter from O Cinema. Guys, you also have an ongoing series. Mark Furman is a friend of mine, so I want to bring this up, called Popcorn Nights. It's a retrospective screening of just usually a classic 80s movie. In late August, you're showing Rocky IV, which is kind of a great prelude to Creed when that opens later this year.
For sure.
Talk about Popcorn Nights, how successful it's been.
It's been incredibly successful. I mean, we love Mark. You know, he always brings it, and the crowd that comes out for these films, they're always so enthusiastic about the type of films that we show. And Rocky IV is, you know, I mean, it's Dolph Lundgren. It's one of the most iconic of the Rocky series, and I think that it's going to be an equal amount of excitement around it.
And a new movie called End of the Tour is coming out mid-August. You have your Dinner in a Movie series with End of the Tour. What are you doing for that?
We're going to be partnering up with Harry's Pizzeria, which is run by the James Beard Award winner, Chef Michael Schwartz. We do this now every month. It's extremely popular event. Tickets go super fast. The meals are, I mean, everybody, at least on our end of the team, is always vying to work that night because they know they're going to get a free meal out of it. So it's a very cool experience, and everybody seems to really enjoy it.
Tell me about music and movies with Sweat Records.
Yeah, we started this a little while ago and kind of got away from it, but now we're kind of diving right back into it. When this airs, we will have just just on Wednesday have our screening of Pink Floyd The Wall. And we've got a couple more coming down the bend here that are they're really exciting, and you know, we hope to really grow that event into something similar to like Popcorn Nights, where we can be doing Q&As and different things like that.
So you also have the Performance on Screen series, where you're able to show performances from the Royal Opera, Royal Ballet, Shakespeare's Globe on the big screen. But getting back to Pink Floyd, The Wall, have you ever done that with The Wizard of Oz, shown it in conjunction, like they say, after the third bell, play it and it syncs perfectly?
We haven't. We haven't done the Pink Floyd Wizard of Oz combo. We talk about it often, and I think it's probably something we'll target for the beginning of 2016.
That should certainly be in your future. All right, Kareem, a note on the Performance on Screen series?
It's really thrilling, because what it does is it brings contemporary productions of classic works from the stage to cinemas across the world. And this is, you know, some of the biggest stars in the world of opera ballet. It's Natalia Osipova, Placido Domingo, and Shakespeare's Globe, which is current productions of Shakespeare's work from where he wrote them at the Globe. A lot of these series, you can only see them at O Cinema Miami Beach in gorgeous high definition and beautiful surround sound. It's really something special.
That's awesome. And one more restoration to note. You're showing The Third Man, the Carol Reed, Orson Welles classic, 1949, one of Welles's best films, and he's the guy who made Citizen Kane. So that's fantastic too. Guys, thank you for coming in. Never enough time. Best of luck.
Thanks so much.
O Cinema is now open in three locations. It's in the Wynwood Arts District, 90 Northwest 29th Street in Wynwood. It's at the Miami Theater Center in Miami Shores at 9806 Northeast 2nd Avenue. And it's at the old Byron Carlyle Theater, 500 71st Street in Miami Beach. For more information, go to o-cinema.org or call 305-571-9970. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at punchdrunkmovies.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.